And this is probably a very bad shiur to give during the week of Slichos, because it's some of the most complicated cheshbonos, I think, in all of your day, the whole year, in this sugya. We'll get to them a little later. We'll start off easy by talking about the lumdus of the sugya. But eventually, when you learn the sugya, you start having to worry about some of the technical details, the cheshbonos, not technical details, but the cheshbonos, and they are indeed very complicated. But b'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. So, Hanan by Shari Suvin, you've all by now heard of the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, whether we say Hanan by Shari Suvin or not. Now, the idea that we would say Hanan by Basar B'chalav is intuitive. Like we just said, both of them are heter, and if they become usher when merged, when cooked together, it's mistama because the heter turned into isser. So it makes sense that you would say chaticha atzmanasis nevela, and you would need shishim avatlo, etc., etc. That makes a lot of sense that we would say Hanan for basar b'chalav. The question is, why would anybody say Hanan for shari surin? The pashup shot is that when you're dealing with shari surin, the isser is isser, the heter is heter. Why would we ever say Hanan by shari surin? Now, the primary application of Hanan by shari surin, lidi dun, since we don't hold of Rebbe Yehuda that min b'mina lo batel, and according to the Ri, this is really the only nafka mina if you do hold min b'mina lo batel, because Hanan by shari surin, right, that's Tosos on Sadi Ches, on Kuf Ches on the base, isn't a true Hanan. So what's the nafka mina whether you say Hanan by shari surin or not? The nafka mina is, do you need, when something becomes aser because of nesin astam, so do you need shishim levatel es ha'iser, or do you need shishim levatel es ha'iser plus a heter? If a potato was boleya, a potato that's a kezias was boleya, a half a kezias of nevela, of tam nevela, do you need 30 kezesim levatlo, or 60 kezesim levatlo? That is the question. That's the primary, if not only, application. See, maybe there are others, but the primary application of Hanan for Shari Surin. So the first question we have to ask is, why would you say it for Shari Surin? And is it D'oraisa or D'rabbanan? So Tosfos on Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, deals with the question of whether you say Hanan by Shari Surin or not. And it's clear from the end of Tosfos that at least al hatzad you say Hanan by shari surin, it's deraisa, it might be deraisa. How do I know that? Because Tosfos says he has a kash on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds of Hanan by shari surin, and if you hold of Hanan by shari surin, you should never be able to do hagala on a kli unless you have shishim kenegdo. If you want to do hagala on a spoon, that's easy, because you put a spoon into a pot full of water, and there's shishim keneged the spoon, so the spoon is polate, let's say the spoon is a kezias, it's polate a kezias of tam nevela into the water, but there's 80 kezesim of water, so the tam is batel, and the spoon is kosher. Great. But what about koshering a pot? So if it's a little pot, put it in a big pot. You could also have shishim, but let's say you want to kosher a big pot, the biggest pot. It doesn't fit in the other pots. So it sounds like from the Torah that you could kosher all kelim if they're ben yomo. You could have said, well, you know, the Torah didn't say you could kasher all kelim, you could just kasher little kelim, but that's unlikely. The Torah says you could kasher kelim, presumably you could kasher all kelim. Well, sometimes when it comes to a pot, generally speaking, the contents of the pot won't be 60 times the volume of the actual pot. So let's say it's a pot that is one kezias in terms of its walls, and it holds 50 kezesim of water. Well, what happens when you cook up that water in the pot? The water will be mekabel tam nevela. So how does it become kosher? So if you hold that we don't say Hanan by shari surin, there's a chap. You can't do hagala in once, but you could do it in two steps. The first time you boil up the water, and the tam leaves, and now the water has tam nevela, but the water that's in the pot is 1/50th nevela. That water shuv is reabsorbed into the pot, and then you boil water in it a second time, and now the second time around, I don't know the math, but there's definitely going to be shishim keneged the that 1/50th of a kezias of nevela in the water. Great. So simple eitzah. You do chanan in two. You do hagala in two steps. But if you hold a chanan, you're stuck. Why? Because the first time you have 1/50th nevela, the whole thing turns into nevela. That gets reabsorbed. It's 100% nevela. You do it a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. You never corrected anything. So Tosa says, I have a kasha. I have a raya against Rabbeinu Tam from the fact that hagala worked. Now, if you hold chanan by shari suin, it's only the rabbanan. There's not a kasha. Very simple. Okay. Midiraisa, there's no chanan. Midiraisa, you could do hagala. And midirabanan, they said, we're choshes for chanan, and therefore in a chanami, midirabanan, you couldn't do hagala on a giant pot if it's ben yomo. Fine. That would be no problem. So Tosfos, when asking this question on Rabbeinu Tam, clearly presumes that if you say chanan by shari suin, it's chanan midiraisa. However, and the Maharik Shorish Kufnun Beis Oz Gimel also assumes, he writes, Rabim Sovrim Dehu Deoraisa. However, there are other places where Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos assume is De Rabbanan. If you look at Tosfos on Kufches on the Beis Dibur Amasko Amai, he assumes that according to the Ri, at least, by Shari Surim, it's De Rabbanan. It's interesting, if you look at Tosfos on Kufches Dibur Amasko Shenafal, it might sound the other way. The Shach in Sifkat and Yud Beis, again, when I refer to Makoros, I'm presumably referring to Tzadi Beis, Simon Tzadi Beis now. The Shach in Sifkat and Yud Beis also writes that by Shari Surin it's only the Rabbanan, the Gazru Atu Basar B'chalav, the Ran, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalid, Daf Mem Dalid, the Agur, all assume it's only the Rabbanan. And Sefer Truma also thinks in the end of the day it's probably the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva Eger points out on that shach, though, that you shouldn't. Why is the shach assuming it's clearly the Rabbanan? Doesn't Tosfos assume it's Deoraisa? Oh. Okay, so it would seem that there's a machlokas then within the tzad that we say Hanan Bishari Surin is Hanan Deoraisa or Derabbanan. Now, at first glance, I would have thought that Tosfos, let's say, in Tzadi Vavam Abeis, we've mentioned it before, Tosfos holds. Kevan de lo efshar ha'isel espashet chutz letzir, shari de lo amrinan chanan, v'oseres kol achatichos el b'makom she'isr mispashet b'chol achaticha. The principle, it's a principle that we're going to henceforward refer to as ein ha'nesar, because it's hard to say ein ha'nesar, oseh b'makom she'ein ha'isr asmo yachol eilich l'sham. So henceforward we're going to refer to this principle of as ein ha'nesar. And the principle of ein ha'nesar, at first glance, makes sense if you assume Chanan is Derabanan. You see, what's the idea of Ein HaNasar? Yes, we say Chanan, but if the Isser, or the Oser, the Isser Atzmo, the Oser, can't get past a certain spot, so then we stop saying Chanan. That which we've been treating as Isser, we now treat as Hatter. Well, if you hold Chanan is just a Chumra Derabanan, it's like, it's okay, you know, they didn't go that far. They didn't take it to its logical conclusion. But if you hold Chanan is Deoraisa, so seemingly the logical conclusion of Chanan is that the Heter is Mamish Nefach L'Isser, so it should go on Li'olam Vaed. And therefore when Tosfos says, we say Ein HaNasar, and that's why, for example, we don't say Chanan for a Klipa, it's because Tosfos seemingly holds that it's only the Rabbanan. And if you held of Chanan Deoraisa, you wouldn't hold of Ein HaNasar. And the Ran also seemingly supports this logic. Because remember, the Ran said that I actually do hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, but it's only Midirabanan, Zeram, Mishum, Basar, Bechalov. Therefore, you really shouldn't say Ein HaNasar for a Klipa. Tosos is wrong in theory. But practically speaking, we won't say Chanan for a Klipa because there's no such thing as a Klipa by Basar, Bechalov, Midiraisa. And therefore, they weren't gozer ki agavna midrabanan. In other words, again, the Ran is saying if you took Chanan to its logical conclusion, in hachinami, you wouldn't say ein hanasar. However, since Chanan is only midrabanan, Gzeira atu basar b'chalav, and there's no klipa for basar b'chalav, so we're not going to say hanan ki agavna. But again, the Ran seems to be agreeing that if you hold of ein hanasar, or sorry, if you hold hanan is mikr hadin de oraisa by shari surin, you wouldn't say ein hanasar. Again, but that's a little problematic, because what's Rabbeinu Tam going to say about that raya, right? What's a Rabbeinu Tam, if he doesn't hold of ein hanasar, he's in big trouble. And Tosos anyway doesn't seem to limit it. So what are we going to say? Oh. So the truth is that you don't have to learn that way. It's not necessarily true. You could hold of Hanan de Oraisa and totally accept Ein HaNasar. And the reason is that we're going to make the very same distinction that we just made earlier today and last year within the Rishonim on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Let's go back to Shitas Tosfos for Basar B'Chalav on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Remember, Tosfos hold that even according to the Mandam or Hanan de Oraisa, because by Basar B'Chalav it surely is de Oraisa, the opinion that says Hanan by Basar B'Chalav on Daf Kuf Ches surely holds it's de Oraisa, we still say Ein HaNasar, right? That was his raya. In fact, he learned Ein HaNasar from Shari Surin and applied it to Basar B'Chalav. And that's gufo why the Tipas Basar Shebala the Chatichas Basar Shebala Tipas Chalav doesn't asser the rest of the pot without an ear of a kisoy. Meaning to say, even if you hold a Hanan de Raisa, like we do for Basar B'Chalav according to Tosfos, we still say Ein HaNasar. So, what about the Ran? Didn't I just tell you that the Ran assumes that if we take Hanan to the logical conclusion, we won't to Ein HaNasar? That's because the Ran is going like his understanding of Hanan. His understanding of Eshel Seltoaser. He holds, like we've said just now, that if you hold of Hanan by Bas B'Chalav, if you hold Eshel Seltoaser, it's a total transformation to Heter. So the way he looks at Hanan, it's true, you would never say Ein HaNasar, because the Heter turns into Isser, and it remains Isser Liol Avad. But not the way Tosfos understood Hanan. According to the way Tosfos understands Hanan, so even when it's Nafach li'Isser, it's only Isser as long as they're Me'uravim Zebizeh. But once they're no longer Me'uravim Zebizeh, even if you hold of Hanan, it goes back to Heter. So now you no longer have to say that within Tosfos's view, Ein HaNasar is like a kula because Hanan is only Midrabana. No! Ein HaNasar is fundamental. Even if you take Hanan to its logical conclusion, the way Tosfos understands Hanan, you would still say Ein HaNasar. Because Hanan only means that as long as the Basar and Chalav are Mu'ravim, or as long as the Isser Veheter are Mu'ravim, then they're Asar, and you need to be Mevatel not just the Isser Shabo, but also the Heter Shabo. True. But if they're not Mu'ravim, if they're totally separated and isolated, so then the Isser's Isser and the Heter's Heter. So again, what comes out very beautifully is, again, the whole machlokas on Tosfos and Daf Kuf has to be understood in light of the Tosfos' sheet on Daf Kuf Ches.
Is it really just people net, like Rabbeinu Tam's Nefach?
Ah, we're going to bring back Rabbeinu Tam's Nefach very shortly, in just a minute. Very, very, you're absolutely correct that that's relevant here. And the truth of the matter is, parenthetically, I'll just mar makom hilachem, that this is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Beis Yosef on the one hand, and the Ran on the other hand. What's the halacha if you by Basar B'Chalav, let's say, where we presumably assume Hanan de Raisa, what's the halacha if they're separated? So the Rashba and the Mechaber, as opposed to the Ran and the Shach, right, even by Basar B'Chalav, if the Basar and the Chalav are totally separated, they're Chozer Leheter, and that's because the Rashba thinks we don't necessarily hold Eshel Seltoaser. And if you want to know, we'll get back to that, but that's in the Simen Kuf Hei by Basar B'Chalav that got separated. And the Ran, Lashitaso, is Machmir on that. So you see that fundamentally this question of Einan Esar does not flow from the question of Hanan Derais or not. Yeah.
Does that mean that the Rash was more mingled by Basar B'Chalav than by Shai
Yisroel? No, because the Rashba would, in a certain sense, treat them the same if he comes out, if he passes like the opinion that Hanan, even by Basar B'Chalav, you don't say Hanan by Basar B'Chalav. In other words, remember, the question, we have two questions. Do we paskin Hanan, Esrel Sochtav, Asar by Basar B'Chalav or not? And then the question is, if we definitely don't hold of that by Shari Surin, but maybe you still might hold of something else, right? So they might be the same. Basar B'Chalav is either going to be more Chamor or the same. It won't be less Chamor.
You're saying, the Rashi was saying that
according to every mandar shel sochto mutter. So if they're totally separated and isolated, it would be mutter. And the question is, do we paskin that way? And right? Okay.
Even technically, you're saying even the shel sochto mutter is not shy by shari surin, but not
really. There's this other din, and that other din, right? Mahalich tu and a rash b'shayach by shari surin, and that would certainly be true for Basar B'Chalav presumably. So it's not Basar B'Chalav is not going to be more mekel, but it might be the same. That's the question. Okay, fine. We'll get that in Kuf Hei. Now, let's take a step back. So, and we'll get back to your point, to Nefach. So, okay, we saw that there's a machlokes. So that's why, again, sorry, one more point. So that's why if you hold I'll get that in a minute. Okay, good. So now, we saw, so there's a machlokes whether you say Hanan is deraisa or derabanan by Shari Surin, if it exists. So, if you hold it's Derabbanan, again, so it's easy to understand, it's probably Gzeira Atu Basar B'Chalav, and the like. But if you hold it's D'Oraisa, then what's the Makor? We need a Makor, right? The Torah said Tam Kikar, but where did the Torah tell us Hanan? Oh. So, the Sefer Mata Yehonasan, which was written by the Kreisi Uplesi and the Prima Gadim and Sifsei Da, Sifkat Nyud Beis, write that if you hold Hanan Bashari Surin as Asr Minat Torah, you hold like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, like you were just saying, that Tam Ke'ikr creates Nefach. The Heter is Nefach Le'Isr. And L'Chora, that's Mistaber. What other Makor would you have for Hanan Bashari Surin other than Tam Ke'ikr? So if you hold Hanan Bashari Surin, it's because you think that the Chiddush, a Chiddush Torah of Tam Ke'ikr, let's say we learn it from Mishras, is not just that it's Asr to eat, but that the Heter is Nefach Le'Isr, and therefore you get Kizayis for eating a potato with Tam Nevela, even though there's only a half a Kizayis of Nevela in the potato. And that teaches me that the Heter is Nefach Le'Isr, and Memela, I learn Hanan from Tam Ke'ikr. So that L'Chora is the only plausible Makor. The problem is that if you recall when we discussed this earlier, we said that can't be right. It doesn't sound like from the Rishonim that the question of Nefach and the question of Hanan are the same question. According to what we're saying now, Nefach and Hanan are the same thing. It would be great. Rabbeinu Tam l'shitaso. Rabbeinu Tam holds Nefach. Rabbeinu Tam holds Hanan. Why does he hold a Hanan? Because it's Nefach. Why do you need Shishim Levatel as Isser v'Heter? Because the Heter is Nefach l'Isser. So you need Shishim Levatlo. Great. Perfect. Except that it's very short to say that. Let's take a look at the Rush. Right? The Rush talks about Nefach, and he concludes, we definitely say Nefach. He's mesupik, whether we say Nefach all the way like Rabbeinu Tam, or we only say a partial Nefach like Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, when there's Kazayis Bechli Achilas Prasba, we definitely say Nefach. And yet, in a different place he discusses Hanan. He goes back and forth. He's actually note and more that we don't say Hanan, even though he holds with Nefach. So, you can't say that saying Nefach is the same thing as saying Hanan. And the other direction we find as well, the Ramban absolutely rejects Nefach. Categorically, right? Remember, the Ramban held that Nefach is the same thing as saying Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser, and we don't say Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser for other things, and therefore we absolutely reject Nefach. Even if you're Tam Ke'ikr D'Oraisa, we don't say Nefach. And yet, And yet the Ramban again, in a different place, talks about Hanan. He goes back and forth, back and forth. He has no problem with the possibility, at least, you know, to consider the possibility of Hanan. So from the Rishonim's presentation, it surely, the implication, very strong, is that these are not the same thing. But, one second, we just said that's the only Makor. So I think the answer is very simple. So you could get out of that raya from the Ramban, but the Rush is still Shver. So the answer is the Rush isn't really Shver. It is true that the only, if you hold Hanan de Oraisa by Shari Surim, I think that that must be based off of Tam Ke'ikar and viewing Tam Ke'ikar as Nafach. I can't think of any other possible Makor. But just because you hold Nafach, that doesn't mean you hold Hanan by Shari Surim. Meaning to say, let's say the Rush. The Rush holds a Nafach. The Rush likes Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that it's total, that if you say Tam Ke'ikar, you mamish say Nafach. So if you eat a kezias of potato sheyespo tam nevela, you get malchus. That's true. As long as there are me'uravim zebizeh, as long as the tam nevela is nicker in the potato, so that's an iser d'oraisa of nevela, and if you eat it, you get malchus. But that doesn't tell me Hanan. As long as they are separated, when there's no longer a tam nevela in the potato, then who says it's aser? Maybe it's not aser m'd'oraisa. So, and therefore, I'm not going to practically need shishim levatel as ha'iser v'sa'heter. I'll simply need shishim levatel as ha'iser. So it's very possible to say nafach mid'oraisa without saying Hanan. If you are going to hold Hanan by Shari Surim is de'oraisa, then it must be predicated on nafach. And not, again, just saying nafach doesn't prove Hanan. You have to accept the idea of nafach and say not only is it nafach as long as the tam ha'iser is near gashbo, but it's a stronger nafach, and therefore you're going to need shishim levatel es hakol, not just the iser. What about the Ramban? So you have to say, what Avi said in the Ramban, that the Ramban never had a havamina that Hanan Bishari Surin was de'oraisa, and his whole clear was, is it de'rabanan or not? And therefore he didn't think that the sugi of nafach is relevant. He absolutely rejected nafach. Nafach is definitely wrong mid'oraisa, but maybe mid'rabanan they were misakin Hanan. So I think that they're not the same sugya, first and foremost. Nafach is not the same thing as saying Hanan. But I also think that if you're going to hold of Hanan mid'oraisa b'shari surin, that must be predicated upon nafach. But now you might take a step further. This you don't have to say, but you might have said that if you hold of Hanan de'oraisa by Shari Surin, that's only if the Tam Ha'iser, at least initially, is Nikarbo. In other words, maybe you wouldn't go so far as to say Nafach entirely, such that even Kishain Tam Ha'iser Nikarbo, it's still nefach, and you still need mid'oraisa shishim levatlo. Now, if you say that, then that would answer up Tosus' kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Because remember, Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam at the end was, how do you hold of Hagala, right? The answer might be very simple, that since after the second or third time around, there's no longer any Tam nevela in the water, so then we will not say Hanan mid'oraisa any longer, in which case that would answer the question. Now, obviously, Tosis in asking this question isn't assuming that, but perhaps that would be one way to answer the question. Yeah?
And so, just to agree with Tosis, the Hanan is only when the Mura Zeb is Zeb. So isn't that, how can you say that doesn't apply to Sharisum? Wouldn't that be when Nepach by Sharisum is when the Mura Zeb is Zeb, and taste is...
Not sure I understand. Again, nefach b'shari surim is when the urav zebezeh and when the tam is nicker, right?
Right, so for tosos by hanan, isn't it also urav zebezeh, doesn't that mean the tam is nicker?
Well, yes and no. In other words, to originally create the iser, whether by shari surim or basar b'chalav, the tam has to be nicker. in the end of the day, if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, that Hanan will continue even if the Isser is no longer Nikr, as long as a Masha who remains.
But for Tosos, he said by Hanan by Basar Chol, it's only if the Tan is still Nikr.
No. You would continue to say Hanan. Again, Basar Chol is only created if initially it's Nikr, but once Hanan.
So if it was created in that case of the Tifa and the Basar, then you would admit it. Then
only
a town buster after the fact, and it would still be Usher.
Yeah, correct. That's Efshel Softo Usher. If you held Efshel Softo Usher, then it would remain Usher. Yeah.
So would that mean that Din Domino, there's no Hanan Doris, which is no town person?
Ah, it's an interesting question. But no. Well, I think that Tosfos, at least within the Re, would say the following, would say that if you hold, in the end of the day, and again, maybe Rashbam disagrees with this, but Hanan, Bishari Surin, and Bebasar B'chol have worked differently. So we apply Hanan, Bishari, Bebasar B'chol for Min Bimino, because that's Isser Machmas Atzmo, but we don't for Shari Surin.
Why is Min Bimino?
In other words, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so what did the Re say? The Re said that the Gemara says that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an Isser Mashahu. So, and you hold a Hanan by Barsa B'chalav, so that Chalav is Chalav Nevela, and it asers all the other Chalav. And the Basa is Basa Nevela, it asers all the other Basa. But Tosfos, according to the Re, said that's only true even if you hold Hanan by Shari Surin, by Hanan Bebasar B'chalav. Because Hanan Bebasar B'chalav and Hanan Bishari Surin work differently. Because Basar B'chalav Shneim Heter, Benefchu Liaser, whereas Hanan by Shari Surin, it's not true. And therefore it would be considered Eno Mino, not Mino. So, at least within the view of the Re, the way Hanan works for Basar B'chalav is different than the way Hanan works for Shari Surin. Now, Rabbeinu Tam might not agree to that, and it's possible that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they would be the same. Yeah.
What about Chatifas Nevela and Chatifas Shkuta, and Nevela
Tam? Well, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
So you hold like the Rabbanan, so it's mutter if there's Rav.
No, it's Nevela.
I have a piece of Heter meat that was Nasa Nevela. And that gets mixed in with less than shishim of other heter meats. So midrabanan, it would be aser, but that would be a dindirabanan, because midrabanan, right? Okay, fine. So that's the hagdama. So now it gets confusing, because now we're going to try to go through Tosfos a little bit, and look at some of the rayos that Rabbeinu Tam brings and Rabbeinu Ephraim brings, and what do they say? So this is the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. So for purposes of clarification, hopefully this is clarification, we will refer to A, B, and C. A is the Chaticha Shel Nevela that touched B, which is a Chaticha of kosher meat, which then fell into C, the rest of the Kedera. That's right, we have A, B, and C. A is the Nevela, touched B, the Shchuta, which fell into C, the rest of the pot. So the Gemara says, Rabba Bar Chana says, that Chaticha shel Nevela v'shel Dag Tame Eino Aseres, Ad Shetitein Tam B'rotev u'v'kipo v'chatichos. So until there's Tam Isser in C, it's Mutter. Rav says, no, Kevan Shenasan Tam B'chaticha, Chaticha atmanasas nevela. 1A creates tam iser and B. B turns into a nevela. Voseres kol chatichos kula mipnei shein mina. And then B aser C based off of the principle of min bimino lo bato. Oh. So the Gemara says, 1 second. If, why do you need B to turn into a nevela to aser C? A could aser C, because of min bimino lo bato. Why do you need chaticha atmanas nevela? To which there's 2 answers. Abaye says, kadam mesilek, meaning you're mesalek as A. So in the taroves, you only have B and C mixed together. So if you say, chanan, so B asers C, based off of min bimino lo bato. And that's why Rav says it's Asr. And Rabba Bar Chana doesn't hold of Chanan, and therefore, since A is gone, B can't Asr C. And Rava says, Afilu lo silek es A, even if A is there, we're talking about a case where in C there's Eino Mino, not just Mino, so there's enough Eino Mino to be Mevatel A, but there's not enough Eino Mino to be Mevatel A and B, so therefore if you hold B, turned into an Avela, if you hold of Hanan, so then C is Aser, and otherwise it's Mutter. That's the basic Gemara. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara is that Rav Bar Bar Chana and Rav argue whether you say Chanan by Shari Surim. Here we're talking about Shari Surim, and Rav holds we say Chanan by Shari Surim, and therefore at the very least, if you hold Min Mino Lo Batil, then B Aser C based off of Chanan, and Rav Bar Chana says no, you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim, and therefore if A can't give Tam into C, then it's going to be Mutter. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. However, as we all know, there's a machlokas rishonim whether or not you say Chanan by Shari Surin. Again, the simple reading of the Gemara is that at least if you accept Rav, we surely do say Chanan by Shari Surin. But Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees. We have to figure out how he's going to read that line in the Gemara. And more remarkably, Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks this Gemara is a raya, that you don't say Chanan by Shari Surin, as opposed to, you know, being a raya that you do say Chanan, like the simple reading of the Gemara, it's actually a raya, you don't say Chanan. So, how do they come to their views? So, the first step in understanding this is a kasha that Tosfos asks on the Gemara. Tosfos says, why do we need, the Gemara says that according to Rav, since A was no same time into B, so then B could asser the rest of the pot. Why do we need A to be no same tam into B? B becomes aser even without tam, because remember, we're going like Reb Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel. A and B are the same thing. It's a piece of ribeye steak that's nevela touching kosher. So B is aser without tam from A. So if you hold a chanan, so why do you need nisi nastam? And this is Ba'atzim Akasha, right? The Stam question in the Gemara. It's clear from the Gemara, Kevan Shanas and Tam Bechaticha, since A gave Tam to B, B has the Koach to Asa everything else. Why do you need Nesinas Tam? A, B becomes Asa even without Nesinas Tam. That's the big question. So Rabbeinu Tam answers the following. Even though it's true that B becomes Asa Bekol Shehu, nevertheless, it's not nasa nevela less or sacheros, because it only became aser al yedei kol shehu. Something that becomes aser al yedei kol shehu, we don't say chanan such that it could aser the rest of that. So, what does this mean? So apparently, Rabbeinu Tam holds that not every time something becomes aser do we automatically say chanan. If it comes aser b'chtei nesinas tam, we'll say chanan l'aser asacheirim b'kol shehu, but not without that. So, I guess there's two applications to saying B turns into chanan. Number one is that, we'll say it the other way. If it's not nasa nevela, it doesn't aser the rest machmas min b'mino, right? And that's why C is mutter if it wasn't kibel tam. And two is, l'chora, you wouldn't even need shishim kenegdo. That's a simple reading, I would think, of Tosfos. But if B was mekabel tam, so then it's nasa nevela, and it's oser es hashar bekol shehu, and also, even if it was eno mino, you would need shishim kenegdo. That's the simple reading, according to Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say chanan by shari surim, and therefore, even if B was mekabel tam, it's not nasa nevela. And the only, so if it's not nasa nevela, how does it aser C? The answer is that B absorbed from A, and it's polate into C. So what's asering C is not actually B itself, it's the mashahu, it's whatever it absorbed from A. Now, still, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we have to ask, okay, so even without Kabbalah's time. So it was Boleya Mashu and it was Polita Mashu. Why is it that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it can't Aser the rest without Kabbalah's time? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim in Tosfos says the following, a very tricky point. He says, well, if B was Mekabel Tam from A, so then Chashiv HaIsser Kilu Be'en, the Isser in B is Kilu it's Be'en, and Memelot has the Koach Lasser C. We'll return to what this means exactly. But if B was not Mekabel Tam, then it's not like it's Be'en, and therefore it has no Koach Lasser C. How does Rabbeinu Ephraim say the Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says that Chaticha Atmanasis Nevela. So you have to say it's a little bit lav dafka. It means that since the Chatichas Isser was Nas Natam, the Chatichas Aheter, that Belia is like its Ben, and therefore it's Oseve Shara Chatichos Mitzad Atma. Kilu it was Nevela. Not that it is a Nevela fundamentally, and therefore Lididan that we pass in Min Bemino is Bato. When it comes to Min B'Shein, we know you won't need Shishim Keneged the Isser and Heter, only Keneged the Isser. There's another way to deal with this question. Again, the question, Iker question of Gemara is, why do you need B to be Mekabel Tam? Even if B isn't Mekabel Tam, it should be okay. And that's the Ramban. Ramban says, Nasna Tam is Lav Dafka. In other words, if B is Aser, even Alidei Mashahu, it will Aser C. You don't need Kabbalah's Tam. And the truth is, that's true, whether you hold the Chanan by Shari Surin, whether you don't hold the Chanan by Shari Surin. The Maisa, B doesn't need Kabbalah's Tam. The Gemara says Kabbalah's Tam. Slav Dafka, the Ramban writes, V'acha lav no sein tam hamish ke'amar, ela kevan shen izbash la'ima bekadera v'asra ke'amar. U'mishum devade chade b'chade yesh ba b'no sein tam, mishum hachi nakat hai lishna. Obviously, there is tam, right? If two pieces of meat are cooked together, obviously there's going to be nesinas tam zebizeh. So it happens to be kevan shenas nabatam, it asers the rest. But who adin in lo nas nabatam? So, and I guess mention now, though we won't get into it, certainly not today, that there's another possibility. The Ravid says that if you notice, we only say chanan, consider chanan leman de amar. That min b'mino lo bata, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So yeah, you say Hanan by Shari Surin, but only within the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Why he says that? So we'll put it off on the side for now. So Bekitzer, leave aside the Ravid, the Ramban is the only Shita that reads the Gemara very smoothly. We don't have to work too much about that. Very simple. Once B is Aser, if you own min b'mino lo bata, it Aser C. Good. So the Ramban's easy. The question is, what's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, and what's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Ephraim? So let's start with Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll work on Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say again? Rabbeinu Tam says that even though you hold Chanan by Shari Surin, that's only when there was the Heter was Mekabel Tam, but if it wasn't Mekabel Tam, it's only Aser Alts Min B'mino Lo Batil, so we don't say Chanan. So what's the difference? In other words, if I hold Chanan by Shari Surin, it's Aser. Right? What difference does it make if it's Aser because of Kibla Tam, or if it's Aser because Min B'mino Lo Batel, it's Aser B'mashu. If it's Aser, it's Aser. I should say Chanan. What's the logic of Rabbeinu Tam? So you might have said, and the way the Rashba presents Rabbeinu Tam is sort of like, you know, Tre Mashahu Lo Aminan, it's a Chumra enough to say Chanan by Shari Surin anyway, that's a Dindra Rabbanan, so we're not going to go so far, so vite, and say a double mashu. Say Chanan plus mashu. That's chumra al gabe chumra. Saying that doesn't make sense. So that's a okay pshat. I could understand that. We don't say Chanan by Yisr mashu. That would be too stringent. But that's not going to work in Tosfos l'chora, because again, Tosfos holds that Chanan by Shari Surim is midiraisa. It's not just a chumra. So we have to have a fundamental reason why we're not going to say Chanan by an Isser Mashu. We can't just say it's a Chumrah, because we're dealing with a Deraisa. So we need a different Pshat in Tosfos. So Lechora the Pshat is Azeh. And I think Reb Chaim might say something like this. Chanan by Shari Surin stems from the fact that Tam Ke'ikar is some type of chalos on the heter. Certainly this is true if you hold up nefach, and that's why this is a very easy vart to say within Rabbeinu Tam, and especially if you think that Hanan is based off of nefach, then this is pashat. But even if you don't go as far as nefach, like Rabbi Chaim tried to show, that you always... Tam Kikr is always a chalos on the heter. It's a nisr chadash, whatever you say it. But certainly, let's say, we're within Rabbeinu Tam's view, so we could say nefach. So the whole vart of Tam Kikr is some type of chalos on the heter. The chiddush of Tam Kikr is the Torah said when the Tam Isser is nirgash in the heter, there's a chalos on the heter. That's not just a hafkas bittel, like we talked about before, at least b'das Rabbeinu Tam. It's not just afkas bittel, it's a chalos in the heter, certainly if you say nefach. Oh, what about the principle of min b'mino lo batel? So, min b'mino lo batel, the pashta says it's not a chalos in the heter. You have isser and you have heter. The Torah said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it said dama parva dama sayer, that min b'mino is lo batel, but it's not a chalos in the heter. It's not that the mashu of Isser somehow redefines or recategorizes the heter. The heter is heter. The Isser is Isser. The Torah says that that shame Isser isn't batel. It's still here. It's omeid shem. Mele, you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not a chalos. It's still there. It's a hafkas bittel. Oh. Like Tosfos says on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, Eino mino nasar elami koacha isur shenis arevbo v'yasher lavdilo uvuchol makom sheyesh no heterhu. So if eino mino is afkas bittel, so memela makes sense why we don't say chanan, because the whole yesod of chanan is a chalos from the isur onto the heter. The heter somehow changed; it's transformed. So if you hold chanan deraisa, that's when there's nisinas tam. That's when there's Tam Kikr. When you hold of Tam Kikr, so then you might hold of Chanan Deraisa. But when something's usher just out min b'mino lo batel, so there's no chalos, and therefore you won't say Chanan. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Yeah.
So if you have a nervous min b'mino, which is 130, why do you say Chanan in that case?
So that would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser v'mashu, you wouldn't say chanan, min adereisa level.
According to
Rabbi Yehuda. On a deraisa level, let's start. Min b'mino, 130. On a deraisa level, it's aser, but no mash. No, I would, according to what I'm saying now, no chanan. On a derabanan level, now, and lididan, so we would hold that's aser min derabanan, right? Now, would you say chanan in that case? So the answer is, min derabanan, you would say chanan. Why? Because when they were misake midrabanan, that min b'mino nichishim, they basically said, treat min b'mino like we treat min b'she'en b'mino. And since midraisa min b'she'en, we hold of chanan, so midrabanan, even min b'mino, if there's no shishim, we're going to hold midrabanan chanan. But it wouldn't be in isser deraisa.
Isn't the mashmos that kuf that as long as you were to have tzinas tam, you would say chanan in the very case of min b'mino?
Oh, so it's a good point. In other words, the Gemara on Daf Kuf is going like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between pachlos mishishim and more than shishim, right? Min b'mino. And that's true even according to Rabbanan on deraisa level. Shishim is a pashupshat, is an arbitrary shear for min b'mino. We saw maybe that's not true, but let's assume for the moment, right? So the answer would be, according to what I'm saying, is that that might in a chanami. That chanan might be midrabanan. That chanan of min b'mino yoser, when there is not shishim, would be midrabanan. Because there, on a deraisa level, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, just afkas betel. I think that's what you'd have to say, unless you said something fancy about there being a sheer of shishim midoraisa by min b'mino, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'gabi chanan. You could say such a thing, and maybe there might be some basis for saying that, but that's pretty far-fetched. So, in a chanami, I think the answer would be, that chanan of kiblatam would be a chanan de rabbanan, because, and Rabbi Yehuda would have been misaken it as well, because, in a, maybe, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they were gozer min b'mino atu she'eno mino. So since min b'she'eno mino, there's hanan midoraisa when there isn't shishim. So min b'mino also there goes are hanan midorabanan when there isn't shishim. So that's if I'm right, that's what you'd have to say. Your hara is a good hara, I think. Oh. And according to this, we could say, what's machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim? So, right, after all, Rabbeinu Tam is definitely the pashtus in the Gemara. Why does Rabbeinu Ephraim disagree? So, Rabbeinu Ephraim might have understood, we'll consider other possibilities shortly, but Rabbeinu Ephraim might have understood that that Tam kicker is also, it's not a chalos on the heter, it's also simply a hafkas bittel, like we saw in other Rishonim. Well, if you look at Tam Kikar as simply Afkas Bittel, then there's absolutely no way, no reason to be Mechalek between Min B'mino and Min B'sheno Mino. So once you're going to have to agree that we don't say Hanan by Min B'mino, there's also no reason to say Hanan by Min B'sheno Mino. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam looks at this Gemara and he says, this Gemara proves you don't say Hanan. Because if you did say Hanan, you'd have to say Bein B'mino, Bein B'mino, Min B'sheno Mino. Rabbeinu Tam's distinction doesn't make sense because the Isser is the same. In both cases, it's Afkas Bittel. And Rabbeinu Tam would say, no, I disagree. I think that the reason why Min B'mino is Aser is different than the reason why Min B'sheino Mino is Aser. Min B'mino is Aser because of Afkas Bittel. Doesn't make sense to say Hanan. Min B'sheino Mino is Aser because of a Chalos. Does make sense to say Hanan. And therefore, the Gemara makes perfect sense. The Gemara therefore says, if Kibla Tam, then we say Hanan, and Lo Kibla Tam, we don't say Hanan. Oh. So if you say like I'm saying now, this first possibility, it turns out that the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim is really in the geder of Tam Kikar. However, if you look at the Ramban and the Rashba, in the way they present their machlokas, it's clear that they don't see the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim as being a machlokas of Tam Kikar. It's a machlokas of Bittel B'kol HaTar Kula. How do I know that's true? So we'll see shortly that there are a couple of rayos that we don't say Hanan B'Shar Yisurin that Rabbeinu Ephraim brings. And one of them is the Mishnah and Trumos. Well, maybe not. We're not going to get to it today, but we'll see it next time. The Mishnah Trumo says that when you're mevatel a tarovas of Isser and Heter, you only have to be concerned about the Isser and not the combination of the Isser plus the Heter. So you see, you don't say Hanan. And one of the proofs is one of the statements of the Mishnah, the third statement in the Mishnah, concerns Mayim She'uvim. If you have a tarovas between the Mayim She'uvim and megashamim, so you only have to be mevatel the maim shuvim, you don't have to be mevatel the combination. And when you look at the way the Ramban and the Rashba bring the raya from Rabbeinu Ephraim, they think it's a raya from maim shuvim. And they ask, how is Rabbeinu Tam going to deal with maim shuvim? Now, one second. Maim shuvim has nothing to do with Tam Kikar. I can't say that I know mikvahs very well, but I'm pretty confident that tarovas of Mayim Shuvim and Megishamim has nothing to do with Tam Kikar. So you see that according to Ramban and Rashba, this wasn't a machlokas between about Tam Kikar. It's a general machlokas. When Isser and Heter get mixed up, do you have to be mevatel just the Isser or the Isser plus Heter? Memela makes sense that you should also have to say Hanan by Mayim Shuvim. And what is Rabbeinu Tam answer? Or what do they answer for Rabbeinu Tam? The Ramban and the Rashi? Oh, Mayim Shuvim is a Chumra de Rabbanan. So they were makel, not to say Hanan. Right? According to my Biur and Tosfos, the question doesn't get off the ground. There's no kasha from there. That's not Tam Kikar. And you don't have to answer that right? So you see that the way Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim's machlokas is understood by the Ramban and the Rashba was a klolius tikka machlokas in terms of bittel, and therefore it's not limited to Tam Kikar. It should even apply to Mayim She'uvim, except that we let Rabbeinu Tam off the hook for Mayim She'uvim, it's a chumra di Rabbanan. But fundamentally, it's not about Tam Kikar. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, what I'm saying is still possible. Because remember, Tosfos brings that raya from the Mishnah and Trumos as well. Does Tosfos feel the need to address the issue of Maim Shuvim? Not at all. He doesn't even quote the Sefer, the Mishnah. It was Lo Olal Adas. Maybe, because what I'm saying is right, because maybe Tosfos understood that Tam Kikr, I'm sorry, that Hanan was a function of Tam Kikr, so therefore Tosfos had to deal with the Reish of that Mishnah, but it didn't have to deal with the Sefer of the Mishnah. And if you take it one step further, you could say that the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam are Lashitasam in the Biur of Tam Kikr, going back to the beginning of Siman Tzadi Ches. Because remember, what did we say then? We said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Havana of Tam Kikr? Tam Kikr is the Chalos on the Heter. So if that's the Pshat and Tam Kikr, then he could understand Hanan as being a function of that Chalos. And Memela, his understanding of, according to Tosfos, the Machlokas about whether you say Hanan or don't say Hanan, is a Machlokas about Tam Kikr. The Ramban is also Lashitaso. Because the Ramban held that Tam Kikr is just Afkaz Bittel. So according to the Ramban's understanding of, according to the Ramban's understanding of Tam Kikr, the Machlokas about Hanan is not about Tam Kikr. It has to be a more general Machlokas. And Memela, you'd have a Kasha from Maim Shuvim as well. So Tosas is Lashitaso, and the Ramban is Lashitaso. There is another understanding of Rabbeinu Tam in the Rashba. Rabbeinu Tam in the Rashba just says that we don't say Hanan by Min Bemino, is Lashon Shelo Echmirubo, right? What we said before. So, and that's, again, like we said, it's also what makes sense Lashitaso. In other words, Hanan is only a Chumra de Rabbanan and Lo Echmirubo b'Isser Mashu. So that's another way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. And, you know, sort of, like we don't say Hanan by Shuvim, right? It's the same thing. Chumra de Rabbanans, we're makel on Hanans. And there's another understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, which I'll say quickly now, and we'll have to get back to. But that's in the Kresi Uplesi, which is also quoted in Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Simen Kufvav, the third one. And he says like this. We're going to see that the Rashba, at the very least, the Rashba and Chidushim holds a very interesting theory. That something that absorbs a mashahu, it absorbs a little amount of iser, not b'chdei nesinas tam, so that if something absorbs a mashahu, it's never polate, that mashahu. The only time a food is polate, that which is absorbed, if it absorbs a lot of that iser, b'chdei nesinas tam. But if it absorbs a mashahu, so it's not polate a mashahu. So now, according to that, we have a very interesting theory. Maybe the reason why you need b'chdei nesinas tam is not because it's nothing fancy, like I was saying before, because min b'mino is just a hafkas bittel and min b'shengulino is a chalos. No, very simple. If you don't have nesinas tam, it absorbed a mashu. That mashu never leaves. That could be the Sfar Rabbeinu Tam. But if it turned into nevela, so the mashu doesn't leave, but heter leaves. But if we hold that Rabbeinu Tam also holds Eina Nesar, so then that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Very simple. It doesn't sound much that way from Lashon of Tosfos, but it's Gval D'Kachat. Right? If we assume that Rabbeinu Tam holds, like the Rashba, that a mashu that was nivla is never niflat, and you also assume B, Eina Nesar, then Memela, we could understand why something that's an Isser Mashahu, we don't say Hanan. Doesn't mean we don't say Hanan. We say Hanan in theory, but it can't Aser anything else based off of that Hanan. Because of what? Because the Isser never leaves. The only thing ever leaving that Chaticha, the only thing, if B was only Bolei a Mashahu, the only thing ever leaving B is Heter Gamor. So can't Aser the rest of the pot by definition. And that's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. A gevaldikachat. It assumes that that Rabbeinu Tam holds of the Rashba and holds of the Eina Nesar. But once you make those two assumptions, so then that must be the Pshat Tosfos. But again, little lashon doesn't sound that way so much. But that's Rabbi Akiva Eger, or that's the Kresi Uplesi's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
Don't you assume Rabbeinu Tam holds that because otherwise he's the player. You don't say Hanan and nothing else is after. But even if you don't say Hanan, everything else should still be Asr.
Great question. If you don't assume like the Rashba, and this is going to be the major issue we have to deal with, if you don't assume that Tosfos is like the Rashba, and I'm going to argue that the Pashup Shan Tosfos, neither in Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Ephraim, is like the Rashba. Because if Tosfos held like the Rashba and Rabbeinu Ephraim, he doesn't have to hold to this whole shtickle Torah that if it's a Mashu, it's not Be'an, it simply doesn't leave, right? So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't hold like the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold to the Rashba, because the simple reading of Tosfos is not because of the shtickel Torah of the Kresu Plesi. It's some other thing that we don't say Hanan by Yisr Mashu. Why? Maybe like we said before. So I'm going to argue that the simple reading of Tosfos is that Tosfos disagrees with the Rashba that a Mashu is Nifla, that's Nifla, is also Nifla. And that would also explain the end of Tosfos. Because if you hold like the Rashba, and you hold Einan Esar, then there's no Kasha from Hagala by Clay Midian. Ricky Vager makes that point. If you follow that, then you're the next Ricky Vager. Unless you saw it already. Okay. So here we have a little problem, which is that we've gotten to the end of this man, but we're in the middle of a sugya. So, who's here tomorrow? Great. So Be'ezus Hashem, sorry to do this to you. We will have Shir tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to finish it up so we could start from a new sugya after Bein Hazmanim Simen Sadi Tes. So is 1 o'clock good? No? Not good. You have 4th year Halacha Maase. Oh, I thought there was no yeshiva tomorrow. Okay. There's no class. But 4th year Halacha Maase is in class, apparently. Okay. That's a good thing. So you do or you don't have it? You do have it. Okay. So how about 9:30 a.m.? Is that good? I don't have class tomorrow, so there's no IBC tomorrow. So Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning at 9:30. We'll meet here, I guess. Okay. Shkayach.